The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go down and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household, who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, House of Israel. These words from the first reading today are meant as a warning to the people of Israel, because God will remake them again and again until they get them right. When the clay turns out poorly, turns out badly, he destroys it and rebuilds it. But for us here today, these can be words of comfort if we let them. Our goal in the spiritual life is to be malleable, like the clay in the hand of the potter, like the clay in the hand of our God, so that he can shape and form us to his own will, so that we can do his will in all things. To rephrase this in Christian academic terminology, this is being docile to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit of God is what shapes us. It moves us. It encourages us to do and to be good. My brothers and sisters, docility is not a term that many in our society take kindly to. But for us, it is the word we take on with Christian hope, being docile and obedient to the Spirit, just as Jesus was docile and obedient to the Father, even unto death.